Every year the editorial staff of the Crab Cracker comes to me and asks, why don't we run a South End Man and Woman of the Year? Mary Jo Permkowski begs them to run that contest so she can win South End Businesswoman of the Year for her pedicure salon, Moto Mojo. She figures she's practically the only business left on the South End, a virtual shoe-in, she thinks, assuming South End Greenworks, Two-Toke Tom's semi-legal cannabis dispensary, isn't considered a legitimate candidate. Mary Jo's kidding herself. Two-Toke would probably win Man and Business of the Year both. I tell them, let Stanwoodopolis run their little contest. High school's over down here. We don't elect prom king and queen. None of us were the captain of the football team or the most sexually active cheerleader. We know how the game is rigged. And not just Yokel of the Year, I mean the big game. Why do you think we live down here? To win popularity contests or to escape them? I suppose we could run our own easy enough. Best moonshiner, best gypo, best nettle farmer, best hydroponic cannabis cultivator, best trailer court, best old hippie, best dandelion show garden, best poacher, best meth lab, best rehab felon, best eBay saleswoman, best illegal crabber, best friend of Colton Harris Moore, best artist who plays banjo and writes articles for the Crab Cracker. But no, we're not going to stoop to that. If all we wanted were a pack of sycophantic friends to vote us their favorite yokel or their best underground business, hell, we'd sign up for Facebook and get all our neighbors to like us. Probably most end up with hits from the FBI or the IRS anyway. No, sir. Let the popularity voting go on without us another year. We may not be the cutest or the most athletic or the smartest or the friendliest. We may not have a South End fan club or 2 zillion connections on LinkedIn. We may not get invited to those catered North End soirees for the rich and famous winners of last year's People of the Year, but we'll just struggle on. And Betty Jo, you didn't have an atheist prayer against Two-Toke anyway. I don't care how promiscuous you are.